Bez Hashem, we're learning Deir Shemesh and Simen Lamed Vav. We begin now Mishnah Seifim. This is Shir number 110, and this is once again Kitzik Kloli Shloi Kesidron Miprim Gadum Sharech Reinim. This is the Mishnah Brura. We put together a rule book for the halachas of how to write the oisiyos of the tefillin and the mezuzas. Says the Mishnah Brura here. It's called Mishnah Seifim in the beginning. Tefillin and mezuzas tzrichin shiyu ksuvin k'sidron. The tefillin and mezuzas, as we know, had to be written in the correct order. Min ha'toyer, it's a derais, a dechsev. Where do you learn this from? V'hoyu advarim. The pasuk says v'hoyu advarim, and which means k'sidron. It has to be in order. People have asked me, why not a sefer Torah? Well, it doesn't. V'hoyu advarim is in the parasha of talking about tefillin mezuzas. That's a part that you put in the tefillin. That's a part you put in the mezuzah. So that's why specifically it's referring to tefillin mezuzas. Now, what are the different categories of shloi kesidron? Bein hikdim parasha leparasha. Let's say you wrote one parasha before the correct order of the parasha. It's supposed to be written according to the way they are in the Torah, and you wrote it out of order. That's called shloi kesidron. Bein teva leteva. Whether you wrote one word before the next word. Bein ois lois. If you wrote one letter before the next letter. All these are examples of pasul. It's called shloi kesidron, and you cannot use it. Avo bezeho ois gufo lo shayach shloi kesidron. Ki goin sadi shemurkov miyud gnun, because of a nun vachakar chayud. Lo yavish shloi kesidron. Chokai gav. Now, however, he says like this. If you write a letter itself, the nun before the yud, that's not called shloi kesidron. Now, the understanding is that the yud would come first, and then the nun afterwards, if that's how you write it. But he's saying whatever order you write the letter, let's say in the English language, let's say you write a letter T, a capital T. So you want to make the top of the T first, and you want to make the line afterwards. Or the way you write it, you want to make the line first, and then the top afterwards. Either way is fine. In the letter itself, it's not considered to be out of order. If you wrote part of a letter, and then you wrote the previous letter, you can finish that letter. That's not called out of order. Now, this is a very important rule. If you did not write a complete letter, you can go back to the previous letter. Why? Because you didn't go on. You didn't write anything yet. The davar shalim binu loy chatzi davar. You need a davar shalim, a complete piece, and not a half a piece. Avolim kasav yud buloy kutzoy esmali oy aleph v'ayin v'shin v'chadaimish sheinogeya hayud bo ha'ois v'achakach kasav mikoydim. Yesh b'mishum shloi kesidron da'ash lekula amrino and the yochel l'sakin achakach. Mishum de ikir had varim kesede nichtivu. The shame isalel, afilu b'layetikun. So the Mishnah Seifim says like this. If you write a complete letter, but let's say it's missing one of, let's say, the koitz, the line at the end of the letter, right? Like the yud has the little lines out of it. Now, everyone sees that's a letter, it's a yud. Everyone knows it's a yud. Or on any other letter that you write a complete letter. Once you write the complete letter, even if you didn't fill in those little, let's say, a tag or the kites afterwards, you cannot go on, could go backwards. That's called shloi kesidron. Once you go on to the next letter, that's it. Even more so, imloy nechzor b'ha'ois rak tagin. Once again, he says, if you are only lacking the tag, the crowns, which is not ma'akiv, like we saw from the Shulchan Aruch, the yesh b'im yishum shalei kesidron. That's also called shalei kesidron, because he wrote the complete letter. Now we're going to begin over here, in the brackets, a pretty long footnote. Hagah is a footnote, a gloss. V'yesh seifrin shenachshon b'inun shalei kesidron b'psuli deraisa. There are seifrin that make a mistake when it comes to deraisa, of writing out of order. V'urak machnas chesron yediyo shetoyin lachshoy sheshaloi kesidron nikru rak imhu misakin ezedavar achar gemara parishis. And the Mishnah Seifrim explains, the Chavetz Chaim here explains the Mishnah Seifrim, that the reason to their mistake, where's the source of their mistake, comes from a lack of knowledge. They think it's only called out of order if they finish the whole entire parsha and then go back to the parsha. That's why after they already finished writing a letter, they go back to that letter and try to fix it up or whatever they're doing with it. And that's called Shalei Kesidron. That's incorrect. As soon as you write the next letter, you cannot go back to the previous letter. He says, unless from the letter of the law, even without fixing it, if it already has the name of a letter, and not everybody is knowledgeable to know what's considered to be, I already wrote the letter. It's a complete letter. In other words, here's the rule. We have to know this very well. If you wrote the letter, like we just said, you wrote the yud, can you go back to it afterwards and fix it? The answer is yes. If you wrote a complete yud, if it's already a complete letter, you can go back to fix it. In other words, you want to, when I say fix it, you want to add the tag, you want to add a line, right? Why? Because it's a complete letter. But if it's not a complete letter, then you can't go back. That's a major, major point. If it's a complete letter, then when you want to go back to touch it up, you want to go back to add a line here or a line there. For example, Rabbeinu Tam will say you have to have the bottom line of the yud. Rabbeinu Tam holds you have to have that bottom line of the yud. Here's an example of our yud, and this is the bottom line. So, you know, it's not so easy with the sefer here, holding it like this. This bottom line, I believe we'll see. You see what I'm talking about? Now, Rabbeinu Tam is going to say you have to have that. If you don't have it, it's not kosher. However, without it, what letter is this? It's very clearly a yud. So that you can go back and add that afterwards. I believe we're going to see. Why? Because you have an ois shalim. You have already a yud. We saw that. When I take my hand off the place, I lose where I was up to. Okay, the MS Lakenu Ella take it because of Ois Shachar of Osul Sakin Oishalofana. Vim Loy Bedovish Medina Afilubulay taking Yeshalov Shame Ois Oise Ois Vlav Kloyama Dino Gemiro. Not everyone's an expert to know. Lay the Aza Dover Yeshalov Shame Ois Ois Bulay Tikin Umutil Sakni Afilu Achakach. Over Aza Dover Ainalov Shame Ois Bulay Tikin. What's not called a letter? And then you have to go back and fix it. If you have to go back and fix it, and it's not a complete letter, then you can't go back and fix it after you write the next letter. Therefore, says the Mishnah Seifim, a sofer has to be very careful not to pick up, it's like an expression, it's not just expression, also reality, not to pick up the quill, not to pick it up, so to say, and to go to the next letter, unless he's ready to move on. Unless it's finished, and he's ready to move on to the next letter. I'll use that expression. He makes sure he crosses every T and dots every I. He says further, he shouldn't make, you know, comparisons from one letter to the next letter, one din to the next din. You have to know each of the halachas, all the halachas. Now he's saying everything we've spoken until now applies to the rules of ksiva. It also applies to the rules of mechika. What's mechika? Mechika means to erase. Now, there are times when it's permissible to scrape away, and we call erasing. Now, you have to be careful that you do not form the letter through scraping away. That's called chok toichos. We have to form the letter through ksiva, through writing, not through scraping away that forms a letter. Now, a lot of what we're saying now, we have learned in the past few simanim, simlam and beis, a lot. This here is a summary, and now we're going to come to the letters, aleph, beis, gimel, dalet, and we're going to see how you apply these rules to that. kites.
Yeah, can you form that by scraping away?
Can you form a kites by scraping away? I would say not. I would say not. Because once it has to have it, I would leave it has to fall in the category of a kosav. The kosher can tikkun shal yidei mechika sheyesh bo yichshash dechatoyches afilu loy kosav adayin shum ois acherze shetzorich moid leida. We have to know very well kol prati adinim sheyesh baze. All of this, of the specific details that are applied to this kinyan of aruchin, it's very long. Now listen to the chayadim. He brings the chayadim. V'ayim b'chayi adam shekosav duhu ha'ya masnei masayfer shaloi shaloi lahonif aleim barza mechmanse. The chayadim would tell the cipher that he would use, or the cipher that he would give hechsher to, he would say, don't. Lahanif leim barzel is an expression like by the mizbeach. You don't want to bring metal on the mizbeach. So metal is what? That's the scalpel. Not to bring the scalpel to the klaf. Because this way you're not going to come to write something in the chok toiches. Shalahanif leim barzel. It's a very good eitzah. But that's only going to prevent any problem from the chok toiches. Right, if you don't bring the eraser, you're not going to erase anything. But it's not going to prevent the problems of going out of order. Now, you have to also instruct the cipher. You have to instruct the cipher. And you should not pick up his quill, move on to the next letter, like we said previously, until he knows everything is finished. Listen to this. Says the Mishnah Seifen, the Chavetz Chaim is talking, says, I've seen many people who would spend tremendous amount of money on the boxes. And it's very good. Very good. And they take from a cipher, an expert cipher, to make it with all the details. Ashrei chelkem, and fortune is their reward. However, he says even more so. There's a question how to learn what this means. He says you have to be careful on the parshas from the inside. Now, some want to learn, and others say that's incorrect, that the Chavetz Chaim here in the Mishnah Seifim is saying that more than you have to be careful with the bottom and the outside, be more careful with the bottom and with klaf on the inside. So others want to say that's not the pshat. In other words, if you have an invalidating psul that invalidates on the outside of your tefillin, it's not kosher, right? If it's a no-no, it's a no-no. That makes it possible. It's possible. So it's irrelevant where the psul comes from, if it's an inside or the outside. What someone explained that the Mishnah Seifim is saying over here is that you have to make sure also on the inside, what you don't see is as good on the outside. Not that the inside is more important than the outside. You see how that could be read like that? Ve'im aparshius, shiasa seifer kol ois yoiseim kedin b'chol pratem v'duhidureim. And that the seifer should make all of these parshius with all of the details. Ve'im aparshius, shiasa seifer. Here the sofer has been expert with dinik sivas oisios. Vegam shiyase malachtem b'sinus. He has to do his work with diligence and with taking time. Kafilo im ois echod loynasa kedin. Even if one letter is not done properly, bechol pratov hu me'akev lechol tefillin, it invalidates all of the tefillin. Kedaminim benochus, as it says, is menochus. Further, im choser b'haksav hatagin oy hakoytzu shel yud. Let's see, you're missing. Okay, now let's discuss over the tagin or the kutz, the kutz, the line of the yud. You're missing it. So in Sim Lamed Vav in the Taz and in Lamed Beis, in Sim Lamed Vav in the Taz Sif Lamed Beis Sif Kol Lamed Beis Magen Avram, Lamed Beis and Magen Avram. The Yesh Lezaken Afilo Achash Shenichtivu, so that you could fix even after it was written. The chol shoy is suras oleh, like we said previously, just as long as the letter is on, is the form of the letter is there correctly. Afal gav the b'lay kutzos shel yud asmali posel rabbi notam, even without the kutzos shel yud, like we said above previously, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the left leg of the left line of the yud is posel. V'gam tagin yesh oimim de posel im lo yitigein, like we saw from the Bach yesterday on the top of the page. Mikamokim v'hayu advarim guf advarim kesei denichlevu. Nonetheless, you do have the form of the letter that you do have, so therefore you're allowed to go back and fix it afterwards. By the way, according to the words, it sounds like over here, I think it was last night. Yeah, last night someone was asked if you can write the whole entire parasha and then come back and dot it up afterwards. So Yehuda, you see what he's saying? According to what he's saying over here, it sounds like he's saying you can do that if you didn't do it originally. But it sounds like he's saying that you should not do that lechatchila. Sounds like he's saying if you didn't, right? If you didn't put the tag in and the lines, then you could go back. But it doesn't sound like he's saying that's the way to write it. Or you could just say, maybe he's just saying if you didn't do it, you could go back. But therefore, what meaning? What? Do it right away. That's my impression of what he's saying over here. Chain, he says further, I'm going to skip the line, I'm sorry. It says, V'chein lahaf in the giyo is bein ois lois. So too, by separating, in regards to separating the letters, from if they're touching, you can do that afterwards. Now, that only helps if when you separate, it doesn't change the letter. If it changes the letter to not kosher letters, it's possible, not a good letter. Now we're discussing a letter that's supposed to be connected. Every letter has to be completely connected. We said earlier, a goylum echad, one piece, except for the hey and the kuf. Now if you have some letters that he just gave examples, the aleph or the ayin, whatever it might be, that's not connected. And then he says, and then the child will read it correctly. Or a base in a dalet that's not totally touching the top. And then the child reads it with its proper form. He's allowed to fix it afterwards. So in all these cases we just explained, since the tzura is there, the base is a base. Yes, what is that? That's a base. Now, it's a little not connected. So you know what? Halachically, it's... He called it a base, so you can just connect it. It's not a problem. It's not called out of order. Now this going back and fixing that separation is only if it's not a very apparent open separation. It's only a small separation. We are on the next column. We're in the next column now. I forgot that Tina Koyrikain, even though the child reads it correctly, Kavan, Shein Surasa Aleo, Havi Koysev, Shlok Kisijan, it's called writing out of order. Now he brings from Rabbi Kiva Eger that disagrees on this. Chain Beirano Sham, Vesimilam, and Beis, Allah of Ain Sham Shibran, Shebeize Dover, Gamma Goyn Rabbi Kiva Eger, Maida Lapri Megodim. Okay. Be Medvar Amurim, what's the case we're talking about here? Beilu Vichadai Melehen, Shalidei Shechosa Lehem, Eze davar that it's missing is something. It does look like a different letter. If the letter that we're dealing with does not look like a different letter, then you could go back and fix it. Aval yud shel tzadi sheinoygas lahanun sheloy v'nira aliday ze ki yud nun. But let's say you have too much of a separation, and the yud that's belonging on top of the tzadi to form a tzadi. Let's repeat that. The yud that belongs on top of the nun to form a tzadi, okay, it's too far away, it's hanging too far away, it's too far separated. Now look at this picture, please. Here's our tzadi, and it's comprised of a yud, and this is like a nun. Now here's the nun right there above. Okay, so you put the yud on the end of it, on the back. If it's too far away, and it doesn't look like a yud nun, like a tzadi, just like with little separation, but looks like a yud and a nun, you can't fix them. Because now I'm going back and I'm changing the letter. Now let's say on the left leg of a ches, there's a separation to the top of the roof, and now it looks like a hay. This is a very common thing when many of us were reading something and we're writing something, and you're is that a hay or a ches? I personally, I'm telling you, I make mistakes, you know. You know, yeah, it happens, you know. Sometimes the safer, it's a little smudged ink, or it's not so clear. In that case, even if the child will read it correctly, what the letter is, it's not going to help to fix it, because that's called out of order. That's called going out of order when you fix it. According to Prima Godem, even if it's not a very recognizable separation, it still will not help to go back and fix it, even if it's not an apparent, even if it's a very slight, small separation, according to Prima Gondom. He's more machmir. If it's a very small separation, you can go back and fix it. We have a question in the back? Let's finish this paragraph here. Cause of Oida Prima Gondom. Kvalo de Milsa. The Prima Gondom says some more rules here. If you're not writing, you're just erasing, or you're elongating. In other words, something's already written, and you're just continuing it. It's not called out of order. If the letter is already there, the complete letter is there, and then you're, for whatever reason, want to touch it up, that's not a problem. So too, if you're scraping something away, that's also not called shloike sijun. Hamashal. For example, la avoyisecha, malei vav. So let's say the word la avoyisecha, lamed aleph veiz vav saf yud chaf was written, but it's not supposed to have a vav. The word la avoyisecha is not supposed to have a vav. So what are you going to do? You take out your scalpel, you scrape away the vav. But now you have a problem. You have a word that looks like it's two words instead of one word. You have the word lamed aleph veiz space saf yud chaf sofis space in the right. So we're going to suggest now is to extend the base. Now the base is already there. You're just going to elongate it. You're going to make it a little longer. Tzarech limchoy kavav, erase the vav, va'avda al yidei ze yeh ha-teva kishnei teva. So even now it's going to be like two words. Yimshoy ha-base. Drag out, spread out the base. Va'af al pi, shekoyse mish, you're going to write it, even though you're writing. So maybe I'm writing at Shloi Kisidron. That's the question now. I went back. Name a reinish like a sidron. So why is it not a problem? Because the base is already there. That's exactly right.
But you can take the vav away.
Not only can you have to.
Right.
Right? Because if the vav does not belong here, you have to scrape away the vav. And extend the base.
Right.
A base. So he says, of Afa Pisha Kaisa Mishikha Laf Klum of it. The extension, that's what we explain now, the elongating of the letter is not a problem. That chilo. Because originally you had the form of the letter beis on it. However, if originally you wrote a beis looking like, oh, you have the picture there? On 270. What number is that? Oh, number 2?
Well, 1 was what you just did. Now you're doing 2.
Yeah. So if you wrote a beis that looks like a nun, and then your nun is really supposed to be a beis. So now you're correcting the nun into a beis, and you're elongating it. Can't do any of that. Because now that's called shleik asidra. You're changing the letter. That's what he's discussing here. I'm finding this halacha is fascinating and very enjoyable. I hope you are as well. So he says further, let's say you wrote the letter correctly. For whatever reason, it got chipped away, it got ruined afterwards. Since the letter is not there anymore the way it's supposed to be. When you go back and fix it afterwards, it's called writing it out of order. The Bechol Shah Bidin Kesidron. You need to have Kesidron at all times. What's he coming to mention? You need to have Kesidron at all times. As opposed to what? As opposed to a halacha we learned about Mukaf Gvil, which we'll discuss as well. That by Mukaf Gvil, you only need the letter to be surrounded by the klaf originally when you write it. But after you write the letter, and let's say something happened that's not Mukaf Gvil anymore, it's not surrounded by the letter totally, it's totally fine. Because that only needs to be done an initial writing of the letter. Loi Dami, this explains now, it's not similar to the case of Mukaf Gvil, surrounded by the parchment, the letter to be surrounded by the parchment. The Loi Kopid, Kro Rak, Ashas Ksiva, the Torah is only concerned that has to be Mukaf Gvil when you write it originally. Kamoisha Kos Befnim Ba'irach, as we'll explain in detail. Amim, sometimes I feel Ayidei Ksiva's Nakuda Achas, Yesh Bazem Mishum Shlok Kesidron. Sometimes you might write one dot, and this ties into our marshal we said yesterday with adding one extra dot in an email, either not putting it or putting it. He says sometimes you can make in one extra dot and make it possible. One extra dot of ink. How so? Going to cause of reish b'mokam dalit. It's tzarich l'rabeya b'dyoy. You wrote a reish instead of making a dalit. Now dalit is squared. Reish is rounded. So now you have to square it out with ink. I just made it possible. So take a look over here, please. I mean, it's over there in the page also. But here's my resh. Here's my resh. This is a nice, solid resh. See how it's rounded at the end of it? Right? At that end? It's supposed to look like this, like a dalet. I'm supposed to make a dalet. So what did I do?
Number four.
Yeah, I just... Yeah, thank you. So what did I do? I, 270, number four. So what did I do? I added some ink. And then I rounded out just a drop of ink. And what I did was I made a puzzle now. Right? This tiny drop of ink takes it from a raise to a dalit. Raise to a dalit. And it's puzzle. In conclusion, he says...
It's supposed to be a
dalit. It's supposed to be a dalit. Right. So either way, it's possible. Because the word has to be a dalit. The letter has to be a dalit. But one might think, okay, just a little tiny drop. It makes it possible. The last line he says over here, a klal, the rule is, kol she'en suros aleh, if its sur is not on it, v'koisev nekuda, and you write one little dot, v'al yedei ze niskasha ois, and through this one dot, the letter becomes kosher, you now have an Isser, Daraisa, of going out of order. Mitzvah Hashem will continue with this tomorrow.